This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Two items from the Annals of Washington Lobbying to set up this next story for you. Item one, a report from the Sunlight Foundation that showed in the past 5 years, 3,000 lobbyists have worked on immigration reform. 3,000 different people bending congressional ears on just one issue. Item number two, there is no ear in Washington harder to bend than that of the President of the United States, which led to an item in Politico this week saying that one advocacy group, knowing the president is a big sports fan, bought an ad on ESPN. Marketplace's David Gura explores the price that must be paid to get the attention of the president and his inner circle.
Lobbyists have free rein on Capitol Hill. The House and Senate office buildings are open to the public. Of course, access to the White House is different. Howard Marlowe's been a lobbyist for more than three decades.
We've had direct contact with the president's office probably a half a dozen times, and that's all.
The leader of the free world is a busy man. Andy Rosenberg is with Thorn Run Partners. He says the number of visitors coming into the White House is tightly controlled, and so is information.
The president has to be among the most insulated people on the planet.
So lobbyists have to be strategic. Roan Resch represents the solar energy industry.
It's not that you always have to bend the ear of the president. It's that you have to get in to talk to the person who's going to talk to the president and bend their ear first.
He's talking, of course, about the president's inner circle of advisors. First, you've got to identify those people. A good lobbyist cultivates connections. Resch says he knows where certain aides go to church, what they read.
We found that one of the best ways is really through their kids.
The Solar Energy Industries Association has a little league strategy. The group put up solar-powered scoreboards at baseball fields in Chevy Chase. That's a neighborhood, Resch says, that's home to many White House officials. Lobbyist Paul Equali says gimmicks can be hit or miss.
The best way to get your point of view in front of the president is to be a major donor to his political party.
That's a strategy that's worked for decades, Equali says, and still has the best odds. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.